Chapter 4. The law will control your outcomes if you don't. Many believe that our actions and desires will change who we are and what we attract into our lives. In reality, it's who we are that changes our actions and desires, as well as what we attract into our life experience. Because we believe that we are mere mortals whose lives begin and end in a body, we tend to limit our desires to physical stuff, the slowly moving molecules that constitute creature comforts and other physical beings. It's as if we haven't noticed that nothing in the physical world lasts forever. Everything on Earth ages, deteriorates, and dies. Bodies as well as buildings. Birth is a terminal condition. Yet we focus all our energy on transitory physical manifestations, and we try to solve all of our problems with physically limiting solutions. The belief that the law of attraction was placed at our disposal to draw desired people and things into our lives and improve our physical conditions is just as curious a phenomenon. The law's power and purpose are so much greater than that. Engaging it in such a limited way is like flying a jet to the local mall. We have forgotten what the law is and what it does. So we continue commanding it to produce everything from the mundane to the miraculous.